You're listening to SBS News.
Journalists Maria Ressa and Dmitry Muratov greeted hundreds of people who marched in torchlight in Oslo on Friday in their honour. The pair jointly received the Nobel Peace Prize, recognised for their fight for freedom of expression in their home countries of the Philippines and Russia, respectively. Ceremonies honouring all of the newest Nobel laureates are held in Oslo and Sweden's capital, Stockholm, on December the 10th, the anniversary of prize founder Alfred Nobel's death. But because of the pandemic, Nobel Prizes for Physics, Chemistry, Medicine, Literature and Economics were presented during ceremonies in the laureates' hometowns earlier this week. Carl-Henrik Helden, chairman of the Nobel Foundation, paid tribute to all the recipients.
The ongoing coronavirus pandemic still affects our lives in a profound manner. Like last year, the Nobel Award, diploma and medals have been handed over to you, our Nobel laureates, in your home countries.
Ms. Ressa is the first person from the Philippines to win the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2012, she co-founded Rappler, a government critical news website. Last year, she was convicted of libel and sentenced to jail in a decision seen as a major blow to global press freedom. She's currently out on bail but faces seven active legal cases. In accepting her award, Ms. Ressa warned the world needs more independent reporting to counter the powers of authoritarian governments. She says journalists have lost their gatekeeping powers because of the rise of social media.
The new gatekeepers is technology, social media companies that have essentially watered down facts, right? Made it so that lies laced with anger and hate actually spread faster and further than facts. That's the core of the problem. That's the trigger for the rise of these cheap armies on social media that are rolling back democracy. That doesn't mean it's a bad time to be a journalist. What it means is that we need to strip away our old ideas, and we need to embrace that we are going to have to use this technology, and we're going to need to create a new world.
Mr. Muratov was one of the founders of the independent Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta in 1993. Mr. Muratov added that journalists need to use new technologies and combine them with their own particular skills.
Maria is right. We need to use the new technologies and combine them with our own personal talents. Talent plus technology. The second thing is that no crime should remain unsolved in general, but above all, crimes against journalists, because journalists are being killed for trying to tell society about the lives they are living.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee selected the two for their separate fights for freedom of expression in countries where reporters have faced persistent attacks, harassment and even murder. Berit Riis-Andersen, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, explains.
There's so much information in society today that is not trustworthy, is disinformation, is propaganda, is fake news, etc. And we would like to lift the importance of freedom of speech, freedom of information, and the profession that really protects freedom of information and freedom of speech is journalism.
Both journalists have been awarded just over $1.5 million and medals and diplomas. Peggy Jacmelos, SBS News.